And now, around the world and around the corner, it's the David Bowers Awards, bringing the best in indie music to millions of listeners worldwide with your host, the David Bowers. We've got a fantastic lineup of guests, our entire crew here at the Asylum, and me. I'm John Bon Jovial. And now, here's the voice of indie music, the David Bowers.
And yes, I am. Here I am. So glad to be here. Glad to have you, our listeners, with us. John Bon Jovial, I'm glad you could join us. I always look forward to that really emphatic introduction there. You make a great ringmaster for this circus.
And that's what this is. It's a three-ring circus.
It certainly is. And we've got all the animals, I mean the guests, standing by, waiting to come in and talk with us right after we get to the music. And we have another new one for you this week. Our introductory song is by a young lady named Miranda Del Sol. And a cute little thing I think you're going to like. It's called So In Love. Miranda Del Sol. What'd you think, John Bon Jovial?
I like it. It's got a nice kind of a jazz fusion, light jazz fusion thing going, and she lends that sultry voice to it very nicely. I'm not sure how old this young lady is. She sounds young, but she also sounds like she's got some experience when it comes to laying down a good vocal track. So hopefully she'll be able to go places. I see some commercial viability with this song.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think she had to spend too long writing the lyrics to the chorus, but other than that, it's definitely a clever, catchy tune. It has the commercial appeal, especially to teens. And I think it's got legs. It could make it. We'll have to see about Miranda Del Sol. And we thank you very much. We look for your comments. Drop us a line, david@thedavidbowers.com. We want to shout out to our friends at Rochester Free Radio, FM 106.3 in Rochester, New York, who are our flagship station, carrying the David Bowers Awards every Saturday at noon Eastern Time. And if you're not in the Rochester area, you can pick them up online at rochesterfreeradio.com. And don't miss Steve Litvak's Rock and Roll Rumble, which immediately follows the David Bowers Awards. And right after Steve, or Baron von Litvak, as it were, don't miss Armin Spins. All of that Saturday music on Rochester Free Radio, WRFZ, in Rochester, New York. We thank them for carrying the David Bowers Awards. John Bon Jovial, how are things in Michigan land?
Well, summer's in full swing here. The wildflowers are just crazy beautiful all over. The Kalamazoo River Valley Trail System, which is one of the greatest assets that Southwest Michigan has, is just, you know, active with people riding their bikes, families. It's a great time of the year to be in Michigan. It really is. And I know that, you know, our first guest, Jacob Chacko, he's living in New Jersey, and I know that there's a lot of similarities as far as, you know, the wildlife, the flora, the fauna, hiking trails, rail trails, things like that. So it'll be nice to talk to him about that as well. But no, things are going swimmingly well here in the middle of July in beautiful Kalamazoo, Michigan. What's going on out in the desert? What's happening in Tempe?
Have you been swimming in Michigan?
No, the water's too damn cold.
No. There you go.
I'm a Florida boy. No,
you can't talk swimmingly until you actually dive in. But here in Arizona, it's hot. That pretty much sums it up. We've already hit what 117 or 118 already this year, and we'll get some more of them. Today is a rather balmy day. It's only about 96 out, which is incredibly low for this time of year. Or either that or it's 11 o'clock at night. But yeah, we've got the heat. We'll have much more pleasant things to talk about. After about the middle of October, you can almost bet on October 15th being a breaking point when you start getting the beautiful weather back again. But we've got some beautiful music for you, too, and a guy that we featured just last week, and his song got either his song or him or both got so much good attention that we asked him if he would like to spend some time with us. And not knowing what a zoo this place is, he said yes, and we have him here locked up and ready to go right now. So why don't you come on in and say hello, Jacob Chacko.
Hi, guys. Thanks, David and John. And as you're saying, the weather's been pretty good in New Jersey thus far. Knock on wood.
You had some rain, though, didn't you?
But the last few days, yes. The last week, we did get some flash floods. Fortunately, my area was spared. Certain areas by the Passaic River got flooded.
Listen, let's get to know you a little better. We're going to play your, we didn't play the first song. How did we miss that?
We can play it now.
Let's do that.
Let's break format. What the hell?
Here is our next guest, Jacob Chacko and Fallen Dreams.
See you.
Sitting here talking with us and wondering how we've survived nearly 13 years with this madness we call the David Bowers Awards. I don't know, Jacob. We just have. I guess we're just not smart enough to know that we've blown it already. I mean, come on.
I'm just tagging along. This is
you're trait, doing. Right? You're doing well. We may even unlock the door for you. But, first thing, I started to ask, I wanted to see, to get to know you a little better, tell us a little about your history, your background, how you got started in music, and, well, basically, how you got to where you are now.
Sure. I would say I was in music performance in my younger years, meaning in my 20s and 30s, used to play everywhere. But it was mainly cover bands, party functions, and those kind of things. But then, from my 30s till my mid-40s, and into my 50s, I took a break. I took a break from music. I had a lot of other priorities I had to focus on. So after 15 years plus, without touching music at all, during the COVID period, it just came back to me and say, you've got something to offer. You have something there. You've dabbled in some decent music before. So I kind of challenged myself to see whether I could produce something of originals. So I hooked up with my sound engineer. His name is Les Lovell from the Music Factory in Englewood, New Jersey. Shout out to him. And he helped me set up a home studio. And remember, everything's from scratch, learning the equipment, the software. I played most of the instruments. I kicked off in January 22, with the first album called Better Now or Never. It was a challenge to, can you pull off something that you've not done before? And hook by crook, I produced a 11-song album, which produced some decent numbers, a good moment, enjoy the show. If you get to my Instagram handle, which is JacobChaco_music, you can check out some snippets of all my numbers, you know, including cover tunes.
I will definitely be looking forward to doing that. I know John will too. I congratulate you. I commend you on a successful transition, especially in such a short period. Now, you produced this whole tune that we just listened to.
I played all the instruments except for the drums. The drummer, I had a session drummer. His name is Mike Dawson. He's in Pittsburgh. But you know, there's a network with my sound engineer. And then I actually work with the music team on the third album. I have a co-vocal producer. His name is Thomas Monaco. Very talented young chap. And he dabbles in some of the instruments, guitar and so forth.
Okay.
And then on the third album, I also brought in a backing vocal. Her name is Talia Gelfand. And if you listen to the song Fallen Dreams, the parts that stand out is when there's a call and response between me and her.
Right.
Especially the line, you got to turn your life around, yeah?
Right.
Those kind of impact lines made a difference in a lot of the production in this album.
Well, you sure did a heck of a job, because I would have never suspected that it was you as opposed to a high-priced producer that did it. I think it's a great sound. What do you think, John Bon Jovial?
Oh, I like it. I like it a lot. This song, Fallen Dreams, it struck me. We played it last week's show as the introductory song, and it was the first time that I'd heard it. And without even realizing it, I found myself doing some toe-tapping to it. That's always a good sign
you
when something
avoid
like that happens. But my question, Jacob, for you, well, first of all, welcome to the show. It is just really great to have you here. It really is. And we're honored by your presence. Thank you. But I'd like to know where did this song come from? How did you come up with this? What was the initial hey to the final product? How did you do that?
It started with the riff, the chorus riff on an acoustic guitar, and just getting the vibe that something positive was coming out of it. And then I thought of a theme about pursuing your dreams, as life is always never linear. It's never straight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's never. Make plans. You make all these grandiose plans.
Exactly.
And then life just looks at you and says, no, I got other plans for you. So, I think we all understand that.
And then with that in mind, I wanted to reflect perseverance, hard work, being focused, and obviously goals change due to circumstances, but even if it deviates, there's a plan moving forward. Keep on it. And that was the basic theme of the song. The rhythm, the upbeat tempo of the song kind of gave that momentum, that hopefully that toe-tapping vibe that I gave to you.
Well, it worked.
It's impossible not to.
You know, one of the things that I've got to do is I've got to go back and listen again, because I want to, I usually concentrate at first on production techniques and try to, break down each segment, who's doing what and where, and don't really concentrate so much on the lyrics. So I haven't really concentrated on the lyrics other than, the things that jump out at you. My initial impressions was that it's a happy song, but I want to go back for my third listen. I want to go back and really concentrate on your lyrics, because I think you've got something going there.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that positive talk.
I have to agree with you. And the thing that I like about the lyrics is that they're memorable to the point where you listen to it a few times, you're going to start singing along with it. And that is the greatest hook of all. If you get the listeners singing to your song, you got them. They love it. And I can see where a lot of people will love this tune. Now, let's get back to Jacob the person. Now, I noticed that, don't get upset with me here, but we like to put all the cards on the table. I notice you have a slight accent. Now, where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Malaysia.
Malaysia,
between Thailand and Singapore.
Yeah, right.
In Southeast Asia. I've been there from my early days. And then I moved to the U.S. In 87. And then I went back to Malaysia in 97. And then I came back to the U.S. in 2003. All my family is here.
That was my next question.
Yeah, everybody's here. So you never know where life takes you. And especially when I came back, I had to reestablish myself. And, that took some time. I had responsibilities and priorities that led to where we are today.
I gotcha. And I was thinking about that life goes here and there thing back when you and John were just discussing it a couple of moments ago. I was thinking at the time, life is not a plan. Life is like shooting a gun. You aim it, but you don't know you're going to hit it. You're going to do the best you can to point it in the right direction and hope you hit the target. Life is much the same way. You try, but you don't know whether you're going to hit the target or not. I think that's a good analogy of life as we know it anyways. Now, you've been in the music now for what you said, about 3 years?
Hardcore. Yeah, since 2022, yeah.
Right. And you've got this tune out. You've got an album out already. And as I understand it, this tune will be included in your next album, which I believe is coming out next year.
Yes, the third album, Give Me the Good Stuff. We've already released three singles out of the album. It's going to be an eight-song album.
Okay.
EP album, if you want to call it. Middle of next year, I'll probably release the whole album.
And you have our mailing address so that you can email us and let us know when it's going to be available.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. One of the things we do, when you're on the show here, you become part of our family. Sorry, I don't mean to threaten you like that, but you do. You
well, we are slightly family. Dysfunctional, so.
And we want to keep in touch with you. We want you to feel free to contact us anytime. Let us know whatever you've got going on that you would like to share with the listeners. And the only advisory I have for you is the standard one. Don't tell us secrets because we can't keep them. We love to share secrets. But seriously, keep in touch. Let us know what's going on. And we will definitely be in touch back with you. It's a pleasure having you here with us and getting to know you. I have to admit that when we played this song originally, I had that feeling I wanted to know you because, I don't know, you just get that happy, want-to-go feeling. And I'm thinking, you know, this guy's cool. I want to meet him. And I haven't been disappointed. It's a pleasure meeting you. Now, a couple of the other things we do, one of them is we always give our guest time to tell the listeners how to find you, like online, because we have this great internet, which I wish we'd had it when I was growing up. Of course, I probably wouldn't be here if we did, but we want you to tell the audience how they can contact you, follow you online, and of course, most importantly, how they can get your music.
Absolutely. Once again, thank you, David and John, for having me at showcase my songs. My primary website is jacobchaco2022.com. So all my profile, my downloads, my songs, my videos are on that website. Please do show some love.
Oh, absolutely.
On the social media website, on Instagram, it is jacobchaco_music. On my website, there are links to all my social media website. My email is as well there, jakebest2022@gmail.com.
Great. All the usual.
Yeah, YouTube.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. As we advise everybody, you're part of the family now, so don't make us come and get you.
What do you got going on for, do you have any designs on touring, whether it's just locally in New Jersey and then expanding out? You thought about that at all?
For me, at this stage, it's about more producing and releasing numbers. It's not so much touring. It's about producing and more of an online approach because I've got some constraints, personal constraints. And the focus has been on production, just releasing music and going on radio shows just like this. I'm part of an indie community network. So there's a network that we promote each other's music.
Right.
Do you write and produce for other people as well?
As of now, no. But there's been some collaborations in the works. So let's see how that materializes. You should give kudos to my team, that is Tom Monaco, Les Lavelle, who is my sound engineer, and so forth. So once again, thank you.
Well, thank you, and I'm sure they thank you for getting your names in. That's another thing we like to do. Yeah. We like to get the people you do work with and give them their credits, too, because they help make you what you want to become, and you seem to be doing a pretty good job of that. John Bon Jovial took the question away from me. I was going to ask you, in line with your production stuff,
sorry,
are you
about
interested
that.
In producing for other artists? You never know. You've got the talent. You've got the desire. If you decide to add that to your list of credits, I'm sure you'll do well. And I'm sure that, subtle hint here, you will direct any great talents to our notice so that we can get a chance to maybe expose them on the air here.
And basically, with what we heard in Fallen Dreams, the level of production, the quality of the production, this could be a separate little, for lack of better words, cottage industry that you could create for yourself.
Or a side gig.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Make some money, you know?
Yeah.
In your spare time, of course.
Absolutely.
Before we do run out of time, which is a constraint for us, I want you to tell us about this next tune we're going to play, a little thing called Make It.
Yes, Make It is more of a socially conscious topic. It's about mental health, but mental health wellness. It touches on the struggles of how people deal with mental health. A lot of my tunes play with the duality of challenges and optimism and hope. So I took a little time to compose this song to get the feel of someone going through the struggle.
Right.
And that was a little bit more challenging to come up with the vibe for a tune of this subject matter.
Sure.
It took me a little longer than usual, but this song, I believe, did resonate with my fans. I think we can relate to the subject matter.
Okay, and it's a concept that we seem to be running into quite frequently. As a matter of fact, I know that this is the third straight week that we've had someone deal in with emotional or personal struggles, and we're glad to share the information and the fact that you and the other artists we've talked to are willing to step up and share these personal challenges of theirs. We want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your life with us, as well as your music. And we want you to know that we look forward to the next time you're here with us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Please do keep in touch, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is, Jacob Chacko, and Make It.
You gotta get a wonder, wonder. You find it.
make it. That's Jacob Chacko, whom we thank so much for coming and sharing with us some great music. Also, we want to thank you, our listeners, for liking his tune that we played last week, Fallen Dreams, which prompted us to invite him to join us, and we are so grateful that he did come and share with us, Jacob Chacko. And don't forget, if you like his music, check out his website, and also add the music to your streaming playlists, okay? John Bon Jovi, what'd you think?
I think this guy might be the real deal. The production quality of this last song that we just heard, the folks that are listening to this program can't really, you know, tell what's going on in the background, but I thought that this was excellent, and I want to keep track of his progress. And Jacob, if you're still out there, when you get this new album put together, we hope that you'll come back so we can do a feature album show for you. That would be terrific. And I don't know how you stumbled upon this guy, David, but I'm glad you did.
Well, I was going through a lot of new music here 2-3 weeks ago. I came up with his track, listened to it, and as I said, I was immediately taken by it. And I said, you know, this is something we got to try on the show. So we had it as our featured opener last week. And bingo, one thing led to another. And Jacob Kineman joined us. And we are so grateful again for him doing that. Look forward to seeing and talking with him in the future. Speaking of future and past guests, we have a previous guest with us now who is going to come in with some great new music. And I particularly like his title for the first track you're going to hear. We're going to talk with Fred Hostetler very shortly, right after we listen to this, I don't know, maybe an autobiographical tune for all I know, Your Mind Is on Vacation. I hope they've got radios up in heaven, because I swear my mother wrote that song. Red Hostetler, come on in. Welcome back, my friend.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here, David.
Great to have you. And what a great song.
See you guys.
What a great song. I love it. I think that's going to be my new theme song, John Bon Jovial.
My mind has been on vacation for many years, and even though I've tried to yell at it and say, no, get your you-know-what together, my mind is just like, I got better things to do.
Well, speaking of better things to do, Fred, how's things going with you?
Everything's going really good. I'm trying to relax as much as I can. I get worried about the country a little bit, and people are having a lot of trouble, from Texas floods to all kinds of stuff. So that, takes a lot of mental space, and, you have to come up onto the mountain here a little bit and just relax every now and then.
Or out on the island.
I see you're up there too, yeah.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of trouble and strife going on in the world today, and sadly, it's not all natural. I think man is causing a little bit also, but tell us about this new round of music you have. Now, we just heard Your Mind is on Vacation. How many new tunes have you got coming out?
Well, on the new album, Blues Back Pages, I call it, Welcome to My Little Corner of the Blues World. That's what the album basically is all about,
Okay.
And there's 11 tracks on there. There's only two new tracks, and Mind is on Vacation is one of them. And what I've done is, because I'm known as sort of a genre-crossing kind of guy, but I pulled tracks from what I've done over getting back since I got back from India. And put them together with these 11 tracks and called the Blues Backers. And that's what the album is all about. It's a little peek into my love for the blues.
Well, you definitely show your love for the blues, and you show it well. Now, is this album out now?
It's out now, yeah. It was released at the end of May. So it's starting to chug along, and there's some reviews coming in. And this song, Mind is on Vacation, the one reviewer, John Porter, he's on Substack, professor of rock or something. He's a good guy. Anyhow, he said this is like a rock classic, a blues rock classic. Boom, just like that. Because it's an old Mose Allison song, which was done totally different in a blues jazz style. And when I heard it, I said, something? I hear it right now. And, a little more blues driving way, because it expresses a lot of the feelings that I have. And, at the end of the song, I just let me out of here. I just want to go back and play blues. And so I just get out of the song and go into, sort of a classic blues track like Blue by Nature, my former band used to do. And so that's what it's all about.
And do you have information on how they can get this album on your website?
Yes, they can get it downloaded on, it's called fredsheartradio.com is my website. Or if you just Google Fred Hostetler, musician, everything comes up in there. My last interview that I did a week ago, the guy got me so excited. I haven't, some record companies aren't even releasing a product. You know something? He took a look at the album cover, and it was so great. He loves it. I'm going to have a vinyl record, and I'm going to have a CD. CD will be about 4 weeks away.
You got to get us a copy of the album cover artwork. I'd love to have it for our, for us. And that's a tough act to follow. I don't know if we can get you that excited. John Bon Jovial, you're too quiet.
Well, I'm just listening and enjoying the conversation. And you said something here just a minute ago, Fred, that explained a lot to me. Because as I'm listening to, Your Mind on Vacation, I'm thinking to myself, I've heard this theme before. And then you mentioned Mose Allison. And it's like, yeah, that's it. Yeah, okay. I love Mose Allison's music. Just absolutely love his music. And it is such a fine cover that you do there. It's excellent. I really like it. That's the kind of thing. I think I could listen to it over and over. I've been a fan of the blues since I was 14 years old. My very first concert ever as a child. A friend of mine and I went to Harvard Stadium in Cambridge, Mass. And saw Paul Butterfield and James Cotton. So,
yay.
Oh my God, it was amazing. It really was. So ever since then, I've been kind of hooked on it. My hat's off to you on that. That's really good. That's, you know, your interpretation, I think, is spot on.
No, thank you.
Now, you've worked with a lot of major artists, a list way too long to enumerate. But of today's contemporary blues artists, blues rock, you're into Americana, and there's a lot of blues roots there. Who would you consider among the top contemporary artists in that area?
Okay, well, I'll skirt out to the fringe on one of these, because they're you know, I like the girls, Lark and Poe. You know, they do a lot of good blues, and you know, there's something about them, that Americana side of them, you know, they bring into the whole thing. And I know that they're not heavy in the blues community. People want, you know, they're included, but and then there was a British band, When Rivers Meet. They're young, starting out. They're shifting a bit into more sort of rocky stuff. But they were good. And oh, boy, around here, there's who can I mention? There's so many guys that are doing good. So you sort of have me stuck there trying to, my mind, I think, is on vacation, too. I don't know.
Well, if we can't get you excited, we'll get you confused.
Yeah. Like they say, out of cast comes order. So.
Absolutely. Well, your style has really defied categorization. I guess blues rock Americana is probably as close as you can come to nailing it down. And you do it well. You're able to cross genres, or I should say mix genres together, and come up with a very tasteful stew. It's really good. Your Americana traditions play a big part in it. And that's a good thing, because the blues was basically American to begin with. And the fact that you are able to incorporate that Americana feeling into it, and successfully, it doesn't sound like something you did as a publicity stunt. It's amazing that you have knack for doing that.
Yeah, I'm lucky guy. I can keep doing it. You know, I'm able to keep doing it. And I think because I was out of the country for so long, it sort of saved me from, kept me in a certain place. You know, I didn't, I missed like 15 years.
Okay.
So, you know, that, it was a chance to really hone in on those roots from that period. So after the year 2000, stop. You know, you know, I've loved to watch Joe Bonamassa come up through and get big and all, you know, that's been fun. And they're carrying on the tradition great.
So. I wanted to ask you now, when you were on the last time, you talked about working with Karen Lawrence and the blues band that you two founded. Yes, you had something you wanted.
Yeah, let me quickly say,
sure.
I wanted to bring her up because she released an album about 3 months ago, a new album. Let's see, The Blues Is Back, is that what she named it? I'm not sure. But she has a new album out, a solo album. I think I co-wrote a couple of the songs on there with her. But it's her performing. Mm-hmm. She's down in Texas right now. And so she works with some people down there. So, yeah, she's got a new album out. And Blue by Nature, you know, that catalog, we own the catalog. That still keeps going on and on and on all over the world.
Yeah, we'll have to see if we can.
It's not a great amount of money, but people like it. I never did it for money. I've never been in this business for money. Thank God, because I would have been out a long time ago.
Well, you know, that's a common theme that we hear from all the successful artists and some of the ones that aren't as successful. I mean, the last show we did with Michaela, who's returning to her rock roots, we had the same conversation that the lasting artists, the ones that, you know, stick around, keep producing, and you'll be telling your grandkids about, those are the ones that'll tell you right up front, they're not in it for the money. The money is nice, but they're in it because they love it. And comes through in the writing, the performances, and every piece of what you do. John, you wanted to jump in?
Well, the fact that you are promoting a bloodline of music that I think runs deep in this country, that the blues had a resurgence back in the 90s and you know, the early 2000s, and then it kind of took a backseat to a lot of this, a lot of hip hop, a lot of the you know, mechanical, you know, emo music, I'm going to say it, crap.
That's pretty blunt.
But the fact that there are guys like you out there that continue to push this subject, this type of music forward every single day, it says a lot. So do us a favor. Don't go anywhere. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Amen. Well, thanks. That's Amen. Sweet. Thanks, guys. I'm going to try. I've got about 7 songs on ready. They're not finished, but I've begun recording almost all of them. There's one I haven't started, but
right.
I'm getting the tracks ready for my next album. I'll probably do it, you know, because of streaming, I do CD, or I mean, I do a single release.
Right.
And then once I get some, then I pop those onto the album, and that sort of gives it a boost.
Before we close, because we're running out of time here, so if you would please tell the listeners your website name. We already discussed how they can get your music, but go ahead and run it by them again.
Okay. My website is Fred's Heart Radio, all one word, just iHeartRadio, except put Fred's Heart Radio.
Instead of I, right.
.com. All my stuff is on there. And also, if you can remember my last name, Hostetler, Hostetler, Fred Hostetler. If you just put my name in and musician, Google will find, and it's on YouTube. It's all over everywhere. If every social media has me on there, TikTok, blah, 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 from X to TikTok to Blue Sky to Insanity. That's what that amounts to. It's nuts. I don't know. I can't, how long more I can do that, but I keep trying.
Well, it's fantastic. And we're so glad you were able to come and see us. Hope you keep in touch. Or when that album comes out, we might get to hear a little bit of that too, if you would.
Sure.
Great. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
All the very best to you, Fred. I know you're on that little island up there in the Northwest. And one of these days, I'd like to get up there and see that. It sounds absolutely beautiful. For now, however, we're glad we found you. You found me, which just happens to be the name of the next two. And let's roll the music, John Bon Jovial.
Walking down the streets we left behind, the places where it all started. Then suddenly, when you walk through the door in that crowded room, and with just one glance, the fog lifted, and I knew it wasn't by chance that you'd come.
Found me, Fred Hostetler, here on the David Bowers Awards. And remember, you like his music, add it to your streaming playlist, and be sure to get in touch with the artists. They love to hear from the listeners, their fans and followers, because that's how they know what they're doing is appealing to the people that want to listen to it. So don't hesitate. You hear them on the show, get a hold of them, tell them what you think of their music. They'll really appreciate that, and we'll appreciate the fact that you interacted with them. John Bon Jovial, what's the good word? What did you think of that interview?
Now, every time we've had Fred on, it's been great. And, you know, he's insightful. He obviously knows his product, knows what he's talking about, and makes some pretty good music, too. And I'm glad that he's keeping the blues alive. And my hat's off to him for that. It's been a great show today. I enjoyed talking to Fred. Certainly enjoyed talking to Jacob. And ready to do it all over again next week.
Absolutely. And we thank Fred Hostetler and Jacob Chacko for all the great music conversation and for sharing a little bit of their personal life with us so you kind of get to know them a little bit. We'll do the same thing again next week. John Bon Jovial, take us home.
Yes, sir. Well, folks, you've done it again, and thank you so much for spending another perfectly good hour of your life with us. We do appreciate it. From the bottom of our hearts, I swear we really do appreciate it. The David Bowers Awards is broadcast around the world from our studios in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and of course, the Valley of the Sun in Tempe, Arizona, and we're available for free on most of the major streaming services. You can support the David Bowers Awards by clicking the Support This Podcast link on our Spotify podcast page. If you would consider doing that, we'd be grateful. None of the money goes into our pockets. It all goes to keeping this show alive and supporting the music that we all love so much, the indie artists and, of course, the music that they make. Be sure to join us next week for the David Bowers Awards Saturday on WRFZ-FM 106.3 on your FM radio dial in beautiful Rochester, New York. And if you're not within the sound of their radio signal, then you can pick them up on the internet at rochesterfreeradio.com. And that happens every Saturday at noon Eastern. And then you can catch us again on Sunday on rss.com. Just do a search for the David Bowers Awards. It'll pop right up. And that happens at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, and 6 p.m. UTC. So, until next week for the David Bowers and all the other crew of rejects, ne'er-do-wells, and morons, quite frankly, here at the Radio Ranch, I am yours truly, the legendary John Bon Jovial, saying, be good to yourself, be good to others, wash your hands, and we'll see you next week right here on the David Bowers Awards.